Episode 1145, What is a Workout Worth?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is midweek, and it is time to put your health and wellness to the front of the line. I got a question for you. What is a workout worth? No, not in dollars, not what you would pay to a personal trainer, but to you, what is a workout worth? Well, let's jump in and ask that serious question. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. What is a workout worth? It's so easy to get unhealthy and make choices that you regret later. Note the holidays. Yes, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Okay, are we there yet? Birthdays, you name it. We make choices that we later regret. And we're thinking, oh, why did I eat all of that? We go to our favorite buffet on the weekend thinking, I'm just going to have a cheat meal. And you walk out going, oh my gosh, what did I do? Yet, we don't do anything about it. What is a workout worth? We're so quick to spend time and money and even gas to go out of our way for that special cup of joe. You know which one I'm talking about. But we leave no room in our schedule to have more energy, to feel more confident, to stand taller, and to live a full and healthy life. We give it away with excuses, busyness, someone else's timetable, and a perspective that is limiting. Call this harsh? Yes, ma'am, I do. Or yes, sir. Either way you call it, this is a reality that will hit you when you go to the doctor's appointment to learn of your health decline, when you are rushed to the ER for shortness of breath, or when you can't keep up with your grandchild. What is a workout worth? It's invaluable, priceless. It gives you health. It gives you vitality. It keeps you moving. Now, ultimately, you already knew that answer, right? It's like having the teacher tell you the answer before she even asked the question. Yes, you know that answer. You know what a workout is worth. But you actually sit down and think about it and say, you know what? 10 years from now, me doing what I'm doing now, 5 days a week is going to get me to where I want to be in 10 years. No, we don't think that because what we see is, oh, it just won't work today. I'm so tired. Tomorrow will come and I will go and I will do my 2-mile run or I will go and do my resistance training or, oh, I will go do my yoga. A workout is what feeds your mind, your body, and your spirit. It's all encompassing. But we're too quick to jump into the whole thing of this is where I'm at and it doesn't fit in today. I've been putting off getting back in the groove of workouts. You know I'm real and honest with you. I'm very authentic. I tell it like it is. This cross-country move has slowed me down in my schedule and I have gotten off track of working out. The habit has melted away. Now I know for me, I am so glad it melted away. Now that I've moved in though, and I'm still living in boxes, every room I go into, there's a box, at least one. I don't think there's one room in the house yet that doesn't have a box that isn't unpacked. But the thing is, that's where I stay. My mind is made up that oh, I've got boxes, so I've got so much to do. I've made my move my excuse and I've accepted it. And I got to tell you, I don't like working out. It's not fun. I dread it. And it's not that I dread it. It's the thought of it. When I'm in it, after I get going, oh yeah, I am spot on. I'm raring to go. And the after effects are like, woo, I'm more than soaring. I feel taller than any mountain there is that God ever created. But to get me there, to get me to that point, oh no, I'll live in my excuses. And that's what I've done. After this move, I just kind of settled into, oh, well, you know, because I have boxes, I just have too much to do. There's no way I can fit in a 10-minute exercise routine. 15 minutes here, 20 minutes here. Maybe one day I even go for a 45-minute run. Hey, I'm in the South now. I have better weather than when I was living up north. I can actually get outside and not have to like bundle up in five layers in order to breathe. What is a workout worth? A question that has been haunting me for the last few weeks. What is it worth? I got to tell you, it's worth you. You, Y-O-U, it's worth me. It's your health. It's your well-being. It's your emotional and physical, your psychological and spiritual, your relational health. It's you. You, the whole person. But in the moment, it's not worth anything. And what you have is the other option to choose from is like, oh, I'd much rather take that. But fast forward to 10 years, where would that leave you? Maybe it only will be a year for you. It's usually those scary things that come and hit us. Those life-altering moments that really none of us want to talk about because, well, we don't want to talk about them. They scare us. They don't even make us uncomfortable. It's just a fear, this underlining fear that we know exists, but if we talk about it, it may actually make it more real. You're breathing right now, so that means you're alive. But when your health begins to decline, what will you think back going, oh, man, when I did that, when I made that move, and I kind of settled in, 1 month led to 2 months, led to 6 months, led to 9 months. And now this is where I sit. Not feeling good. Put on 20 pounds. What am I to do? What is a workout worth? It's you. I know you're probably thinking, this is not a typical Health and Wellness Wednesday. No, it's not. Because this is the end of February. This is Heart Health Month. And I wanted to hit you at the core. And if your heart is not beating, you are not breathing. And that means you cannot do what God has designed for you, His divine plan. You were created on purpose for a purpose. But if you sit here and say, I'm not doing it. You can buy into anything you want to. You can buy into a pill. You can buy into busyness. You can buy into your wine. You can buy into going out with friends all the time. But if you don't buy into your own health and put it on the top of your to-do list every single day, intentional movement, eating something that's good for you, that's real for you, then pretty soon, the body that God has given you here on earth will be no more. When you answer the question, what is a workout worth? And you say, oh, it's me. Then how do you get from sitting there on the side of the bed going, I really don't want to get up right now. I'm just going to crawl right back in because, oh, my pillow's calling me and I am so going to fall back. I can do it. But then deep down, you're like, oh, I know I really need to do something else. I just need to go do it. But that hesitation, what's going to get you out of that little moment there? And it's just a split second as to when you lay back down on the pillow or when you decide to get back up, put on those shoes and get at it. You have to know your value. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to know your value. Now, I want to get really kind of brass tacks with you here. When we talk about value, I think most people, there's two ways to look at it. One It'll go to, well, kind of how you feel, like how you love someone, how you care for them, that type of value. Or it's the earthly part. It's all the money, 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 money. Oh, yeah. We want the money part, right? Because, well, you got to face it. Money, things, life takes money. There's a cost involved. If you could not do what you do right now, today, how much would that cost you? Think about it. A cook, right? You got to eat. Somebody's got to feed the family, so you got to have a cook or a chef, however you want to call them. A taxi. You got to have somebody like that bus. You can't do it, so somebody's got to take them around. Someone's got to get the kids the activities. Maybe you need a secretary or assistant to run the errands, to go to the post office, to go pay bills, to do the little things, the grocery shopping. Oh, my goodness. Maybe you're the one who cuts your yard. And you keep your trees all pruned. You need a gardener. And then the basics, house cleaning. Someone's got to come clean the house. And we haven't even talked about someone who's going to do your laundry. How much would that cost you? Well, we're not going to put a number to it, but it would cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. See, right now you're thinking earthbound, and that's where I want you to be because that's where our little mind goes. And yes, when we're on earth, it's a little mind. We tend to think just in this little box because that's what we think. We hear value, and this value is brought up, you know, really is the opinion of money. What is my value worth? And I'm telling you, it's worth more than you can even count. Money talks. So you have to know your value. So think earthbound. And we didn't even, did you know we didn't even calculate you having a job? So someone's got to replace you financially. It just goes on and on and on. We've named seven things already. You're a really valuable person. You are worthy. Yet we're just like, nope, not going to do. Not going to deal with the workout. You have to know your value. So think earthbound. And yes, put it into money terms. Think about it. Break down what you do. If you volunteer, someone's got to take your place. Now, yes, technically, that doesn't cost anything because you're a volunteer, but somebody's got to fill your spot. Think how many people would have to come in and do what you do because you know what? It's not going to be a person like you. It begins to make you feel like, wow, I really do a whole lot. And no, this isn't about building up your ego. This is about thinking and being real with yourself. I've had to do this because you know what? I've got to get out of my boxes. I've got to get out of my own excuses. I don't want to work out. It's not something I love to do. When I'm in it, I love it. But to get to that point, no. I'm not this one. And some people are like, but you're a personal trainer. You help others. Yeah, I do. But you see, that's a joy I get because I see them accomplishing their goals. They're like, but why don't you want to see you accomplishing your goals? Because it's me. And I have other goals too. I really, you know, health, probably not one on the top of my list. It should be. Because if I don't have my health, I have nothing. I can't do what I'm doing when I'm earthbound. Number two, I want you to think like a hot air balloon ride. Full spectrum, you're zooming out on life. If you lost your health, how would that change your life? How would that change your relationship with your husband? Yes, I'm going to get real here. I'm going to mention the S word. If you lost your health, where would sex go? That's something that I know we don't want to talk about. Oh my gosh, she said the S word. I'm being real with you. Because you have to understand your value. So if you lost your health, how would that affect your relationship with your husband? With your children? With your job? The house you live in, your dreams. When you can't do what you do, when you don't have your health, everything around you, everyone around you is affected. What is a workout worth? You have to know your value. So we are already thinking earthbound. That's the money side of it. The hot air balloon. We're zooming out, seeing a different perspective. That's seeing how it changes your life, how it impacts the ones that you love, the world that you touch. You want to live, love, and impact? You can't do it when you're bedridden. It's harder. You have to take care of you. And then finally, number three, I want you to go to heaven. It's heaven bound. You were created in the image of God. That's the greatest honor that we all carry, being a child of God. How would God treat himself? That's not a fun question to answer. Because if you look at what you're doing right now with your health and your wellness, I can almost guarantee, 99.99999% that we are not treating our bodies the way God would treat his own body. And if you have to question, well, I don't know how God treated his body, look at Jesus. He walked here on earth. Did Jesus drink as much wine as he wanted? Yes. One of the miracles, right? He turned water into wine. But he didn't sit there and get drunk every night. He didn't abuse this wonderful, tasteful, great drink that we can have. Are you drinking too much wine? Maybe you need to change it up with something else and not have two or three glasses when you come home every single night. Maybe it's one glass a night or two glasses a week. I'm not saying one of those is right or wrong. I'm just wanting you to think heaven bound. How would God treat himself, his own body? Jesus even rested. Think about that. That's a kicker for me. When I'm pulling, and when I did pull, especially during the move, and I was packing, and we actually went, including my mother and my children, we did not sleep for 2+ days. I could not leave town because I was so exhausted, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally. Jesus rested. We need to do the same. You see, when we look in the Bible, God actually shows us how we are to care for our body because he sent his son, Jesus, here. And when we learn of how he walked here on earth and how he took care of himself, he didn't sit here and say, oh, well, I'm going to stay up because I can. I'm God. I don't need sleep. He was here, flesh. He knows what we need. Yet we try to defy all odds and say, oh, I don't need sleep. I can go on 2 or 3 hours. I know I used to do that for years. Sometimes I think now I'm paying the price. Sleep is important. And the older we get, we need sleep. It's important to us. Now, the amount is going to vary person to person. So I'm not going to go into that. But when you think heaven bound, God created you in his image. How does he take care of his own body? And are you doing the same? What is a workout worth? You, your life. So the tough question is, are you actually taking care of yourself? God gives you one body. One heart. It's not that you owe it to him to take care of you, which actually you do, because he gave you life. And that life can end. This is not to scare you. This is not for you to live out in fear. This is for you to get real with where you are in your health. Something that I have been wrestling with. I don't like it. Because honestly, I like to lay down, get up, do what I do, play with my kids, take care of them, enjoy our conversations, meet lots of different authors and people and listen to their stories and gain insight from the world that touches me, that helps change me. But you see, I can't do any of that if I don't have my health. And ultimately, that doesn't serve me and it doesn't serve God. Your life is worthy of taking the time for a workout. And I know that's not what you want to hear. But I know you want to live, to love, and impact. And in order to do that, you have to take care of you. No more excuses. Nope. I've used every single one of them, I think, in the book. Seriously, I have. At first, it was pregnant nursing for 10 years. I just don't have time. I was the one working and taking care of the children. The hubby was going for the career. That's what we did. And I used every single excuse. And then I was like, oh, I've got to take care of them. And then, oh, I've got all these other programs happening and my volunteering at church and all this. And I was doing everything that I thought God wanted me to do. And yet every single time as I look back, he kept throwing me red flags. Christiane, look here. Christiane, look there. You are not taking care of you. I got sick at certain times. And I look back going, oh my gosh, why did I not see that? Because I was in control. I didn't want to see it. I wasn't looking for it. But I wasn't looking for it because I didn't realize that in order to live, love, and impact the way God has divinely planned for my life, I had to take care of me first. And it wasn't about feeling guilty about putting them second or third or fourth. It wasn't about placement. It was about doing what was right. Jesus could not go and disciple the world when he was here on earth and fulfill his mission that God had intended had he not taken care of himself. Maybe you want help with this. It is a tough battle to get over, but I would love to come beside you. If you want to chat with me, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. We will get you scheduled and it'll be a time for you and I to chat about your life, where you are right now, your struggles. No, maybe you're not doing a cross-country move. I don't blame you. They are crazy moves. But we can talk specifically about you because you are worthy. You have dreams. God has dreams for you and he wants them fulfilled, but we have to be willing to do the work. No more, oh, I'll do it when it's convenient. God never said that his dreams for us would be convenient. It takes work. And that means what? What is a workout worth? It's worth life. Your life. Click on that link. Let's make some changes together. Lots of exciting things are coming around the corner. God has been speaking to me during this move, and I know he's just continuing to work and open doors. It scares the pants off of me. Okay, I'll keep my pants on. I know I see that smile. But seriously, when you want to see God move in your life, you have to move. You have to be willing to do the workout. Are you ready? Know your value today. Go get them. Live, love, and impact. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.